Welcome to Drugs Wrecked My Life, the podcast. This is the very first public speaking, per se, that I've ever done in this capacity. So basically, I just want to introduce myself, get my name out there and what I'm trying to achieve. I really believe at this point I'm doing this more for myself even than anybody else. I don't know that that's true, because there is so much you can gain from helping people. And unfortunately, I'm not a very educated man. I'm not a fool by any means. I even have a high IQ. I'm intelligent in weird, creative ways, which unfortunately, many of us have these character traits, sometimes flaws, and sometimes they can be very beneficial. I've always said that my intuition, my ability to be a chameleon, whether I'm speaking to a street thug or a judge, I'm able to adapt, speak so I don't stand out. But all that really says is I can fool people. I can work a facade. And people like myself, especially the drug addicted side of addiction, as opposed to most any other addictions, such as alcohol and sex, what have you, they're all completely crippling. But for some reason, drug addicts are creative beyond their own understanding. And when we can't express it, we implode. We have a tendency to, I'm speaking about myself and my experiences with people who I've met through the years, just like myself. And there are patterns that I've noticed, patterns within myself that are textbook. And I'm trying to create a platform that we can go to that is safe, where you're not judged, where you don't look like a jerk, where we can educate without being lepers. Because just because there's a drug problem or an addiction problem within you that is controlling your life doesn't mean you're a waste of life and you have nothing to offer. It means you have tremendous energy that needs to be harnessed and focused properly. So I will be doing interviews with different people. Some you may know, some you may not. Some I may come to you and just speak like this. Quickly, what prompted me to take action and do this, as I can tell you with absolute certainty, I had zero confidence ever about almost anything. But when it came to being on the radio, media, personality, I had one thing I knew for sure. It would never be me, because I just am not good enough. I mean, that's the truth. I couldn't do it. I can't see me in that capacity. I'm not important. I'm nobody. You know, and of course, being an addict, we start and stop projects. I can't finish anything. Here I am, 45, and I want to be a race car driver, because I have odd skills. I really legitimately could be a race car driver, but it's absurd, and it sounds absurd. So now, as I've gotten myself mostly clean again, you know, I've always wanted to be in radio, media. I had a lisp, as you've probably heard already. I know my phone hears it, and I still have it, because when I use a word with S's, I always get another word with TH instead. You know, so I never had confidence with that, but I was always a talker. I've been fired from more jobs than I can count for talking. I ran for office in my union. I would be giving speeches on a sheetrock bucket at lunch. talking. I ended up getting very beat up for that, as a matter of fact, for running against my business manager at the time, which was a stupid thing to do. But the point is I've always had tremendous energy, and I inevitably focus it exactly where I shouldn't, and it has cost me dearly. The one time, which was by accident, or probably wouldn't have happened, that I fell backwards into some diving outfit company, I ended up taking it over, owning it, and making a monster amount of money, contacts, companies, you know, ordering, scheduling, and doing the work. It was as if somebody else was doing it and I was watching. But it did one thing. It proved that I actually wasn't a total nothing. I could achieve something. Now, of course, that collapsed. I broke my back. And I have a million excuses, too, by the way, which you'll get to know. But let me tell you, these excuses, which they're true, and they may be true, but they're certainly caused by my expert PhD degree in decision making. I'm going to leave it there for a minute. I don't want to babble on. This is something very new, and I just feel I have something to offer. I can teach people who don't necessarily have a clue about how our minds work as addicts. Maybe I can relate it to them better. I was unfortunately the type of person who was constantly finding a way around everything. I have taken drug tests, and I don't know if I used my own urine once in my life. I've been in jail with balloons and things glued to my, you know, unit. And I just, if I spent half the time, if I spent an eighth of the time focusing on something positive and good and fruitful, I'd be very wealthy in the truest wealth sense of you're content where you're at. And I can never be there because I am always making foolish decisions. So this is to help all of us understand ourselves better. Perhaps you have a child that you don't know, but you know something's wrong. And I can, unfortunately, due to being me, I can take one look at anybody and tell you exactly what drugs they're using simply by looking in their eyes. It's a real skill at this point. But I could educate people that there is hope and there is a way to get through. I say this to you as much as to me as two nights ago, it was almost over. I had a major loss a week ago. I knew I was having to leave this place, and just like everything had fallen apart. I lost, you know, $1 million company, not quite, but I left a big business. I lost more than the business. It was my pride, my ego, my self-worth, it all gone. And then I had my beautiful baby pass away. And it just ended me. So for a week, I sat in a completely black garage. I ended up tying myself tight and passed out. I shouldn't be here. God had to save me because I had no oxygen. And as you wake up and realize I should be dead, chasing a dream that everyone tells you you're a moron and too old and wake up, you child, is a lot easier when you know you should be dead. So I'm going to chase it. I have a lot to say and a lot to teach and a lot to learn. I look forward to this experience. I hope I'm able to get through, because this is about absolute truth. You know, there's one thing I always say, and it's the truth. You know, I've done a lot of crappy things. I got a record a mile long, but you'll never see a dishonest crime. Now, that may sound like an oxymoron, but what I mean to say is, if fighting, I've never kicked anyone in the face. I've never stolen anything in my life. I've never hurt anybody. I've never done something I couldn't come back from and undo. I always seem to have a moral line, even in crime. Standing in judges, I tell the truth. I've put myself literally in jail with the truth, and I've actually fired lawyers and learned we have our own interest. And if you do speak, and if you can get your point across properly, you'd be surprised. People can and do listen. And I've actually had myself uncuffed and walked out of a courtroom. My father thought I broke out of jail because they kissed me goodbye, handcuffed, bye. And I was able to get the judge's ear and explain to him. He was confirming. Long story short, I'm home. But here we are many years later, and it's just, I'm really starting to put together what my skill set may be, and I'm going to take a shot. And I need help from everybody out there, and maybe you need help too. And if at the very least I help one person from making the wrong decision, or I educate one parent that saves their child from going down a wrong road, or anything positive that can come, I'm all about this. I need to occupy my time, and I have a lot to say. I've got no one to talk to, and I'm a communicator, so it's time I communicate. Thank you so much. I really look forward to our next, I guess, episode. And I'm going to have some interviews. I've got a pharmacist coming in. There's Ann Clote Pharmacy. And basically, that's all I've scheduled by now at this point. So I don't want to get ahead of myself as if I'm some kind of Fortune 500 media outlet. But thank you for your time. I really look forward to speaking and meeting with people. We'll open phone lines and just get things off your chest. Try to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing when not only do I know better, I'm far intelligently built to do such a detrimental thing to myself, yet it's exactly what I do to the thousandth, you know, time. And it can, not only does it wear you mentally and physically, I have compromised my integrity due to my lying to cover up. And I am a man of, I don't lie. I will say the truth if it locks me up. But yeah, here I am lying. You know, I'm on a mountaintop. I don't lie, but I'm lying. I don't steal. Well, I mean, I don't steal per se, but hey, I've taken my girlfriend's credit card. So do I steal? Perhaps I do. So I'm at a constant moral conflict with myself that came to a head. I should not be alive. I couldn't take it anymore. And a lot of people, well, that's the pussy way out. I don't believe it is the pussy way out. I believe maybe in some cases, but at some point, do I stay living in a garage, leeching off of somebody who is trying to live their life, watching the stress I'm causing, financially breaking somebody, nowhere to go? How can I continue living like that? That's not living. I'd rather be dead. And I did it. But somehow, it has to be God. Like I said, I had the same way that singer did it, not the skinny Lincoln guy, but his buddy. I had literally the same color one. When I saw that picture in like the Inquirer or something, it gave me chills because I've been planning this for that long. And it was the same exact stretchy, you know, pink, whatever that was. I have that exact one. And it really probably kept me alive for a few months because it scared me a little. But as everything kept coming down, an avalanche rolling down on me, I said, fuck it. It's over. I tied myself tight. I fell asleep and I woke up. God woke me up. And now I believe that I'm here to do this. Thank you so much for listening. And I really hope to hear from you. You can reach us at 727-484-2265. drugsleftmylife@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing you. We're also on Twitter. Thank you.